from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Marin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, South Jersey is under a winter weather advisory now through 10 p.m. for Atlantic, Cape May, Cumberland, Salem, Gloucester, and Camden counties. Light snow, an inch or two, will dust South Jersey by the end of this evening, while a bigger winter storm is likely for more of the state on Monday. You can stay tuned for the latest from New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro. A Homedale native is among 14 people killed in the New Orleans terrorist attack early New Year's Day. 25-year-old Billy DeMeo had graduated from Homedale High School. Princeton University grad Tiger Beck also was killed by the truck, driven by a man that feds now say was inspired by the ISIS terror group. And coming off the holidays, New Jersey can expect a big uptick in sick kids and adults. Dr. Edward Lifshitz with the State Department of Health says RSV, flu, and COVID are all circulating.
It is not unusual what we are seeing now as far as the rise in all these three viruses. That still doesn't mean that it's not causing concern in a lot of illness out there.
Officials won't know for sure until about next month whether this season's flu vaccine has been a good match for the virus, but Lifshitz says either way, vaccination is the most effective way to protect folks. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. Apple TV Plus is offering its TV and movies for free viewing this weekend. The offer this Saturday and Sunday is intended to give viewers a taste of what's behind the Apple paywall and get them to become subscribers, which starts at $9.99 a month in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 340 points at 42,732. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. A wintry blast on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. As we dive into this weekend, temperatures are not going to rise much above the freezing mark. That means snow that falls in South Jersey this evening will probably stick around for a while. It also means our next Clipper system on Monday is most likely an all-snow situation for the Garden State. This evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for about the southern half of New Jersey through about 10 p.m. Could be an inch or two on the ground in spots. Clearing skies will take over through the overnight hours. Lows in the 20s. Cold this weekend. Partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs lower 30s. Some with late day clouds and a stiff breeze on Sunday. Lower to mid 30s. And then Monday is our next chance for accumulating snow, especially through the first half of the day. Highs will only reach about 30 degrees Monday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights, 34, Manalapan, 36, and Salem is also 36 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.